The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
He is currently the head football coach of the University of Michigan Wolverines and a former player. His dad and brother are also former players and coaches, but there is more to them than just football. It's time to talk about attacking life each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. This is Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's Podcast with Jim Harbaugh.
Welcome to another episode of Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's Podcast. We will have Jake Butt on with us later on to talk about his experience with the Denver Broncos and being a year removed from playing at Michigan. I want to say thank you to our sponsors, Hims and TrueCar. And Coach Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk said of Jack Harbaugh's speech to the players the night before the bowl game against South Carolina that it was so good that Mike Florio thought that he should be coaching in the NFL right now. What do you think about that?
It was a great talk to the players the night before the game. Could have heard a pin drop. Yeah, I was really, really proud. It motivated us all.
Absolutely. Well, Michigan sports been doing pretty well. The Michigan baseball team's got it up to 15 straight wins. Certainly want to give a shout-out to Coach Bakich and their guys doing a great job. And, Coach, you went to a father-daughter dance this past week. How was that?
It was good. Good father-daughter dance over at St. Francis. Addie and Katie, myself. It was great. They added a few things. Last year was just two hours of straight dancing and
jackhammer.
I was working up a sweat. All the dads walked out of there. It was like a workout. But this year they had a hula hoop contest and they had a photo booth. So we got our photos taken. And I'm very, very proud to say that my daughter Katie was great in the hula hoop contest. And she was in a group that they go till their hula hoop drops. And the last one standing is the winner. And there was two older girls that beat her, a seventh and eighth grader. But my first grader
went impressive for
a long, long time. So I was very, very impressed by her.
Nice.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Proud moment.
Proud dad. The Amazon series got released on Friday. You have any thoughts or any comments? Anybody giving you any feedback beyond the Mike Florio comment here?
Yeah, there's been some feedback that's come back. It all seems positive so far.
Yeah, everything that I've seen, been a lot of positivity around it. And you've said we welcome judgment and feel like our program has a lot to showcase and a lot of great players in it. So happy to have that. And then trip to France coming up for the team. I know you've been there a couple times. What are you looking forward to there?
Well, a repeat of what we did last year when we went to Rome. Just the memories created, the things learned, the chance to be around other teammates and then share in the experience that they have as well as your own. I think it will be as good, possibly even better. So we got experienced travelers now on our team, and very much looking forward to it.
Yeah,
trip to Normandy will be really special, and have just learned about John Beilein and his family connection. His mother, her brothers that lost their lives on the invasion of Normandy and buried at Normandy. So really his cousins. We're going to go by the gravesite, and apparently it was those brothers that inspired the movie Band of Brothers. And looking forward to talk to Coach Beilein about coming over and talking to the team, sharing the facts as he knows them. And I think that'd be a good thing for our team to preview before we go on the trip.
No doubt. And no surprise that fearless warriors come from the Beilein family lineage. Coach Beilein, an outstanding man and tough as nails for sure.
Yeah, we had when I learned of that story, we invited Coach and the whole basketball team to go, but they've got a big recruiting weekend that weekend. And but something to think about for the future. Possible football basketball trip combined would be really neat.
No doubt. We'll be having some service opportunities over there in France, helping out some of the locals, and I know I'm personally excited about going, and sure it'll be a great trip, just like last year. And at this juncture, about halfway through the spring, Coach, anybody standing out, really great effort or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of guys are, JT. I would really point to Mike Dwumfor as somebody who's really come on the scene and is going to make a big impact. We already know about Rashawn Gary. He's arguably our best player, no doubt about it. Chase Winovich is having a great spring as well. And Brian Monet. Aubrey Solomon has really stepped up. But if I had to put my stamp on one guy that's really emerged to be a outstanding player that wasn't a full-time player last year, Michael Dwumfor, that defensive tackle position, has been awful, awful tough to block, been very disruptive, very, very Mo Hurst-like. And, I think he's just poised to have a great year. And he's putting it together every day, too. I mean, back-to-back-to-back-to-back practices. So, just outstanding. That's been big, and it'd be huge for our team. There's other guys, but if I had to just say one name right now, it'd be Mike Dwumfor.
Before I was fortunate enough to be able to work here and with you, my mom reached out to me and said, hey, will you take a look at this film of this player? I'm like, sure, I'll take a look at it. And it was a disruptive defensive lineman. And I came to find out that she works with Michael's dad at the Marriott Marquis.
At the Marriott Marquis, the same place where they have the Heisman Trophy presentation. Mr. Dwumfor, great man. I always talk about that as one of my very favorite home visits that I was ever on. Tremendous family. And so, yeah, it's great to see somebody coming of age and coming in, their time. This is Mike's time, and he's responding very well.
Last thing before we get to Jake, we've got a spring game coming up. What are you hoping to get out of the game and the Saturday itself?
Well, it'll be a real practice opportunity for us. We're not doing it like a game, one team versus another. It's going to be scrimmaging. It's going to be situations. And we need that. Right now, with where our ball club is the development is happening and teams improving. So looking forward to the next seven practices, Tuesday, Thursday, the big scrimmage on Saturday. And then after that, we'll still have four more practices. So just past the halfway point right now, but very encouraged with the way the team is progressing.
Feel good about offense, defense, special teams all the way around?
Feel good about where the team's progressing right now, JT. And there's still a long way to go and long road to hoe that way. But, feel like the team is progressing well.
Awesome. Well, there is a problem out there. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and I'm getting there. I'm age 31, and the hair is dissipating. Ira's giving me the thumbs up. And so I went ahead today and I bought some gummies on Hims.com, for Hims.com. And the gummies are to help better clear skin, healthier nails, and to help you keep your hair. So certainly easier to keep your hair that you have rather than replace the hair that you've lost. And so you don't want to see the bald spot pop up. You want to do something early, be proactive. Go to 4hims.com. It is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and overall wellness for men. And they've got well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. There's no snake oil pills or any over-the-counter things that are any problems, just awesome solutions. And right now you go to 4hims.com/attack. They've got plenty of solutions for you. So easy. Just answer a few quick questions, and it'll be to your doorstep before you know it. So go to 4hims.com/attack and recognize the benefits that you can have for your overall wellness and prevent hair loss when you get the opportunity. Without further ado, Jake Butt, our guest on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast.
Hey, Jake, how's it going?
Hey, Coach. Everything's good. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. The pride of Pickering, cool. Ohio. Jake Butt.
Yeah, sure.
Jake
sure.
Butt, the...
What's up?
My kids were singing the Jake Butt song again this weekend. My daughter,
where are they?
Daughter Addie and daughter Katie.
They're perfecting their craft now.
Yeah, they like the. I like Jake Butt.
And I cannot lie.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's right. That's awesome.
Well, Jake, how's year one going? I know you didn't get a chance to see the field last year, getting healthy and recuperating and everything. But what is the year like? The year been like for you in the NFL with the Broncos?
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It had, it's positives and it's negatives. Obviously I wanted to be out on the field playing football, and it's always tough, having to watch it from the side. But, at the same time, it's still a really good learning experience. We didn't have the season that we wanted to as a team last year, but I think it's made a lot of guys a lot hungrier than coming into this offseason. We want to make sure as a team that this never happens again. I'm just really excited to get back out there and start playing some football again.
How'd it go? Did you get 3 weeks of practice in last year?
Yeah. So coming off the PUP, I had that little 3 week window, and first day back, I was doing real well, taking some good quality reps, And I just kind of had to deal with a little bit of soreness that, you know, limited me through those 3 weeks, you know. So with that being said, and kind of the way the season was going, we made the decision to just, you know, let's do the smart thing here and, you know, sit you down and get you fully healthy before we get you back out there.
Good. So you got a taste of some action in practice. And,
yeah.
And then and the knees 100% now?
Yeah. Yeah, the knee feels great. You know, I think in the long run, it was probably a blessing in disguise that, you know, I got to get some extra time to get this knee fully healthy before getting back out there. So coming to this off season, you know, the knee feels 100%. I'm really, really itching to get back out there and start playing some ball again.
Great. And you guys, when do you start here? Another 2 weeks or 1 week? When do you?
Yeah, April 16th. So a week from today, we'll have our physicals and a team meeting and everything, and we'll get back into it.
Rookie mini camp. Is that how you guys start, or do you start as a full team?
Yeah. We start as a full team. I think the draft happens, and then depending on what Coach BJ Vance wants us to do, the rookies will either be out here right after the draft or maybe a week or two after the draft.
Great. Coach Kugler, you're coaching your tight end coach now. That's got to be some good familiarity there.
Yeah. So, Coach Kugler's coaching O-line. I actually just sat down and had lunch with him. I got your old guy, Jeep.
Jeep still, Chris,
we
yeah.
brought Jeep back. Jeep's coaching tight ends out here. Jeep's awesome. Coogs is awesome. We're happy to add Coogs to the staff. Familiar face for me, you know, having lived with Pat throughout my college career.
Two great guys to be coached by. Tell them both we said hello.
Absolutely, will do.
Coach, do you know the Broncos head coach Vance Joseph at all?
Yeah, we met. Good man.
He said of Jake, just being around Jake for a year, he is a pro's pro. He gets it. He works at it. He studies and he loves it. He will do everything he has to do to be a great player. Is that similar to your experience with Jake?
No question about it. Truly at the highest level in terms of being a pro's pro, a go blue guy all the way. Few players have ever had a chance to coach who were more engaged, you know, more gung-ho in meetings and able to take that learning onto the field and, you know, continue never to have a bad day all the years around Jake, but never around him where he had a bad meeting or a bad day. Always came to work ready to do his very best, and that Coach Joseph summed it up beautifully.
And the fruits of that labor ended up in Jake ultimately winning the Mackey Award in 2016.
What'd you buy, Jake? What was the first thing you bought? You got your paycheck. What'd you buy?
I just got a Jeep. That was like the big thing right there. Other than that, I haven't really bought anything too crazy.
A Jeep? What kind of Jeep? Brand new Jeep? A used Jeep?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I got a Grand Cherokee. So it's
nice.
A little humble Jeep. Gets me from A to B. Probably be able to drive it for a good little while here. You know, I just needed a car so I get into the facility. I can get there when I wanted and leave when I wanted. So instead of being, you know, taxied around by the bus. So that was a big purchase, and the rest I'm trying to, you know, put it away, be smart with it.
That's very coincidental. My first purchase of a car was a Jeep Grand Cherokee in 1994.
There you go.
There we go.
Yes. Yeah, great minds think alike.
What else? You got an apartment? Where do you live? Apartment? Townhouse?
I'm staying in an apartment complex right there in the Tech Center area. I don't know if you've been out here. It's right by Shanahan Steakhouse. So it's a good little deal, quiet area, nice community. So it's right in between the facility and the stadium. So great location, all that. I'm going to probably renew my lease this year.
Great. Living the dream.
Yeah.
Jake, did you ever dream of being an NFL tight end? I mean, when did you start to recognize that playing in the NFL might be something that would be in your future?
I mean, you know, from the first time I caught a pass, I remember because I grew up playing soccer, and when my dad told me I was going to quit soccer to play football, I was so pissed off. But, I mean, I had no idea, you know. And I remember I had to cut weight because there was like a weight limit for you to be able to handle the ball. So I was cutting weight in sixth grade so I could catch passes. And the first time I caught a pass, it was just the most exhilarating feeling ever. I was like, this is amazing. This is something I want to keep working at and keep getting better at. And I mean, getting in towards high school, you know, as I started to get recruited more and more, I realized, you know, this is something I don't want to stop doing. You know, I want to keep doing this as long as I possibly can. You know, from there, it was just working at it every day, trying to perfect my craft every day, getting the mental side of the game down. And, you know, now that I'm here, it's continuing to do those things.
once you got to Michigan, obviously you worked hard enough to be elected captain, and you're in pretty good company with Coach Harbaugh and Tom Brady, John Jansen, Lamar Woodley, Jake Long, plenty of others. What did it mean to you to be elected captain along with Chris Wormley in 2016?
Oh, I mean, that's one of the probably the coolest thing that I got to experience at Michigan. And what made it so special was that it was elected by my fellow players. And it's just kind of a culmination of, you know, things that, you know, I've gotten to do since I was as a freshman coming in, trying to earn guys respect on the field, off the field, you know, in off-season workouts. And then to be elected next to a guy like Chris, who's just an outstanding person, an outstanding player, and an outstanding leader, you know, that just made it all that more special.
And now it seems like the opportunity for you to get a large chunk of playing time is in front of you. The Broncos got rid of Virgil Green. Have you had some good conversations about what this season could look like for you with your coaching staff?
Yeah. I've been talking to now that I'm back here in Denver. I've been talking to some of the coaches. You know, everybody's excited. You know, the expectations are high. And you know, with Virgil being gone, the position's pretty open right now. So it's really there for the taking. Obviously, you know, I want that job really, really bad. So I'm going to do everything in my power to go get it.
Your family had some customized jerseys when they were here with Papa Butt and Little Butt and all that. Have they updated those? It's gotten some Broncos colors and got a new line of them?
Oh yeah, we're updating it. We're in the process of updating them right now. And you know, as long as I play, I think hopefully, you know, the family's already big. We're trying to expand it. You know, everyone that represents a Butt jersey is part of the Butt family. So we're trying to grow the brand a little bit.
You going to be keeping eyes on our tight ends this year? What do you see out of our guys, our group? I know you know some of our young guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I think I've heard Coach Harbaugh talk about it, and we're seeing some emerging players in Gentry, McKeon. You know, Gentry's always been a beast. I mean, the guy's got freakish size, freakish athleticism, and it seems like he's starting to really put it all together. So I'm really, really excited to see what he does this year. Same thing with Sean. You know, he had a good year last year. Now it's time to take the next step. We got to get guys like Eubanks healthy. We got to get Wheatley healthy and get them playing the level that they're capable of. And I don't see why that can't be the best tight end group in the country.
Well, there's a lot of them, Jake, and they're really doing well. Sean McKeon is he's having an outstanding spring. It really reminds me a lot of you. Willing blocker, doing a heck of a job blocking. He's a really good route runner. He's fast. And he's been tough too. I mean, he's got that edge to him that you played with. And Jack Zentry, Zach has been had an amazing off season. He's up a good 13 pounds of muscle. He's probably one of our most positive players. The way he affects other people, other players, positive. Every single day. Got a little bit of a slight growing right now. He's missed a couple days of practice. And then Tyrone Whitley did. He broke his fifth metacarpal in his foot, and he was having a heck of an off season too in terms of training. Eubanks is emerging and, you know, very, very talented. And Sharon Moore is doing a heck of a job coaching him as well as all the tight ends. But he's got a chance to be a very special player as well. And then Mustafa Muhammad will be coming in, who will be good. Luke Schoonmaker coming in as well. So it's going to be a big, big tight end room. You'd also, your guy Joey Fowles is back on the field. He's,
all
those guys. And, you know, right now, I mean, you'd take Fowles, McKeon, Eubanks, Gentry to add one to one Jake Butt. But, boy, they've all got the ability to be the whole player like you were. Yeah. No, I mean, nobody more of a Go Blue guy than Joey Fowles as you look at the board. Carter Seltzer, you know that name? Have you been around Carter at all?
I haven't been around him too much, no, but I'm familiar with the name, yes.
Yeah, he's a good dude, and he's got a chance to be pretty good. Gets a little bit stronger. A freshman, Connor Edmonds. You remember Connor? He's got to get some surgery on his back. He's got an issue there, and then Ryan Weingrad. You probably don't know him. He's just going into his sophomore year, but good group. They all look up to Jake Butt.
Yeah, no, that's really exciting. I mean, Fowles, you know, he's not going to get a lot of the credit, but that kid works his ass off. I mean, every single scout rep, he's out there, you know, giving it his all. So, you know, a lot of respect to him and everyone you mentioned, too. It's really exciting, exciting time for those guys. And the best thing that they got going for themselves is they got competition. They can't relax one day. So that's just going to make them become even better football players.
I'll tell you a good Joey Files story. We were early in the season, maybe it might have been the Purdue week. It might have been one of those games around the fourth or fifth week. And we're having the play-in scrimmage on Friday. Files catches a touchdown pass in the red zone and, you know, gets up, goes back in the next play. And then it was a play he blocked on. I believe it was a power play that came to him. And then another play. And then the scrimmage was over. And you know, you call everybody up and, okay, Joey Files makes the travel team. And it was one of those moments. Where's Joey Files? You know, he's coach. I think he got hurt. He's in the training room, and so come to find out after practice, we couldn't take him on the trip because he had broken his collarbone. So, so you know, I went to the tape and I'm looking. Okay, well that doesn't seem like much of a play at the end. The last play turns out he broke it on the touchdown pass two plays earlier. He broke his collarbone and kept playing. You'd be proud of him. Played the last two plays, but
what a beast, man.
Beast. He's a beast. Awesome. So he's back. Beast. He's back fully healed and playing good ball. But
cool.
Come on, you set a great example.
I got one for you, coach. How's Ben Mason doing? Yeah, is he cracking schools?
Yeah,
he seems like a Coach Harbaugh guy.
Yeah, he was voted by his teammates as the toughest player on the team last year. And, he was cracking skulls, doing Ben Mason stuff as spring ball was going. Yeah. And he was, you know, he had complained a little bit about his knee. His knee just didn't feel right. And so, you know, trainers couldn't find anything really wrong with it. But another practice goes by. He keeps practicing. And then finally did a MRI, and he figured that he had a meniscal tear and better to go in and do surgery on the meniscal tear, sew it back together than to keep playing on it. So he's gonna get a meniscus surgery. He'll be out for about a month and a half. But he was we'll get him back fully up to speed. I love the medicine these days of taking that meniscus and sewing it back together rather than cutting a third of the meniscus out, and then 20 years from now you don't have any meniscus left. So he would have kept going had we not gotten that MRI.
No doubt.
He's doing good. Who else? Who else do you keep in touch with?
I'm starting. There's very few people. You know, it's starting to, as I get further away from Michigan, I'm starting to know less and less. You know, people truly, you know, as a friend. But we have a group chat that we started going into our senior year. In my senior year that we started for the 7-on-7, there's probably about 30 guys in there, all Michigan guys. So we all keep in touch through that. Everyone's, you know, some guys still in the NFL, some guys, you know, still playing ball from Michigan So we keep in good touch through that.
Well, I appreciate you coming back. You've been back to the building a few times here and see Amara, you see JU, you see Ben Gideon, Willie Henry, some of those guys, Delano. Do you get a chance to see many of them when they came through Denver?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've seen, I was working out with, I was with Ben Gideon, Ryan Glasgow, and Graham Glasgow this offseason. We all had a house together along with a couple other guys we trained with last year. So, you know, we were living together, hanging out.
Where were you hanging out at?
A little bit with OG.
Here?
I'm sorry?
Here in Ann Arbor?
No, San Diego. Diego, that Exos training facility out there in San Diego. So they had like a 3-month deal out there. So we all just got a house and got some good work in.
All right, good. Well, I was going to say, I've seen everybody but Ben Gideon. He's the only guy that really hasn't – I haven't seen him come through. Have you, JT?
I have not, no.
Just about everybody else has. So I was going to say, if he was working out here in Ann Arbor and didn't come through, then we'd be mad at him. But
Okay, yeah, I'll get on him. I'll make sure he stops by.
Tell him the next time he's in town.
Put it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Come by and see us. Come by and say hello. But how exciting for Ben Gideon. Starter, NFC championship. Amazing year for him.
Special teams tackles. So,
I didn't know that.
And you know, when Ben hits somebody, you can hear it. You can feel it. I mean, watching the playoffs, he'd run down a few times. I just saw him just stick some guys on special teams.
Yeah, done right there. You know, you can hear, you can feel it when he comes through and hits someone.
Ah, great. Well, we think about you often, and think about all the guys that played here often, and we love it when you come by and see us, and know that we're always, always pulling for you and always praying for ultimate success for each and every one of you.
Likewise, Coach.
And Jake, I've got one more before you go. Do you keep in touch with Kevin Gross much? I know you might know where this is going, but Kevin Gross?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't keep too much in touch with him, but I think we'll always share a bond from that picture. We both are famous now since we made it on the Ellen show together.
Yeah, I saw that Ellen DeGeneres on her show put a picture of the last name Gross right next to the last name Butt, and then, you know, on Twitter was engaging with you that way. You said that, what, you had made it, and then she said something, yes, you have, right? It was a pretty good Twitter exchange.
Yeah. I got not one, but two tweets from Ellen. She sent me a heart. So, like, I guess that means we're really good friends now. So, everything's cool.
Do you know how many Twitter followers she has? I was shocked to find this out.
It's 77 million, right?
77 million Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, I know. Because when I tweeted at her, my mentions for the next few days are people just responding to her tweets to me. I'm like, man, this is absurd. I can't imagine how many tweets this lady gets every single day. She saw my tweet, which is cool. So, exciting.
Right on. Well, we're excited for you. I know you stopped by here last year on your bye week, I think, for the Michigan State game. You're always welcome here. Love to have you around all the time. Like Coach said, go Blue Guy all the way. You're a made man here in Michigan. So we're cheering for your success and look forward to seeing you around whenever you can make it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
For sure. Great. Thanks for coming on, Jake.
Tell your mom and dad we said hi, Jake.
All right, take care. Of course. Gotcha, Coach.
Catch you later.
All right, that was Jake Butt on Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast. When we come back, we will have hashtag Jack Talk.
Do you want to know about movies? Well, let me give you an insider's perspective. I'm Todd Garner, host of the new show, The Producer's Guide, right here on Podcast One. Over nearly 30 years, I've worked on films like Con Air, Anger Management, and XXX, and I've worked with nearly every actor you can think of. Tune in each week as I'll share with you firsthand tips and stories from the front lines of producing in Hollywood. Download new episodes of The Producer's Guide with me, Todd Garner, every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Want to talk a little bit about show sponsor TrueCar here, and they've got some useful tips that you may or may not be aware of, depending on how often you listen to our show. But a coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Also, removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, not just on your vehicle, but it'll also improve kind of your overall health and well-being if you can shed a couple lbs yourself. Not that I'm your nutritionist or dietitian, but yeah, you can also place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. That's kind of weird, I know, but again, we've looked into it and gotten to the bottom of it. It is a fact. Well, here's another tip that you might also not know about. TrueCar helps people get used cars in addition to getting new cars. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler car buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but outstanding pricing is available with TrueCar.
This is Jack Talk.
I want to listen. I want to be better. I want to be the best I can be.
Welcome to our team.
Jack Talk.
As you get older, you get to be 78 years old. Here's what I find. Hair grows in places that it hadn't been before.
Welcome to hashtag Jack Talk.
Another Tuesday cometh and another Jack Talk segment. And Jack, you walked up to me and you said you heard something that was really profound. I really enjoyed it. And I would ask you to share it with all of our listeners because it's a great outlook on things and it's very matter of fact.
University started in 1989 and finished up in 2002. Went through some bad times, went through some good times. We went through a great time in winning a national championship in 2002. And we met so many interesting people in Bowling Green, Kentucky, at Western Kentucky. We thought we were going to go there for a year or two, and then that would be probably the extent of it, and stayed 14 years. But I do have to tell this story. We got the job. Maybe I told this story. We had the job, and we had a press conference, and we were introduced to the basketball crowd, and then it was time to go to dinner, Jackie and myself, to Old Charlie's down there on the bypass in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And it was just a group in there, and they had a TV set up, and a guy named Gene Burke, who's still the newsman down there, and he was doing the news, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, they've hired a new football coach at Western Kentucky University, and we'll be back in 1 minute to tell you all about him." And I was excited about the job, and Jackie and I were there, and the place was crowded, and kind of smiling. I said, "Jackie, in a minute, they're going to announce that I got the job here, and they'll probably have our picture up there, and the crowd's going to recognize us, and they'll probably want to come over, and maybe some autographs, and maybe to say hello and wish us well, and we're ready for that, aren't we?" And she says, "You're a little filled with yourself, but I think we'll be all right." So Gene Burke came back. He says, "They've hired Jack Harbaugh from the University of Pittsburgh as the new football coach." And the guy sitting at the table next to us said, "They hired a damn Yankee." I thought, oh, my goodness. I wanted to jump under the table and kind of protect myself. And we didn't want to be recognized, and we kind of got out of there quietly. But the story, there was a gentleman down there by the name of Butch Gilbert, played on the 1951 or 52 Western Kentucky University Salad Bowl team, I think it was. The only time that they had ever gone to a bowl game. Jimmy Fikes, the longtime coach, was on that team as a quarterback. And Butch was a player there. He was a high school coach in Bowling Green, an assistant coach at Western Kentucky University. I mean, just a lifelong resident of Bowling Green. And when I got the job there, he wasn't coaching, and he would come out to practice. So we needed a kicking coach. So he became our kicking coach, our punting coach, and our place kicking coach. Just a tremendous, tremendous guy. And he'd, all before practice, he'd come out. He said, "Coach, are you ready to coach today?" I said, "I think I am." He said, "Well, let me give you something to think." So he'd give me about a handful of Scotties, you know, those wrapped up in these little yellow papers.
Oh, like Werther's Originals, kind of?
Yeah, the original. But he thought that I would energy up. We never started a practice or a game at Western Kentucky that I was there that Butch didn't give me these Scotties.
Did you begin to look forward to them?
We couldn't practice without him. I mean, if he weren't there, I mean, practice was off. But he became just such a dear friend, his wife, Daphne, and just loved the two of them. And so he had this thing. And today I read Willie, and he tweeted it out. Willie Taggart tweeted it out, who was with us there all these different years. And then Willie tweeted out, "Have a good day if you want to." And it summed up so much for me. And that was a Butch Gilbert that I learned, and then Willie tweeted it out today. But that's what it is all about. We always have that thing at the end of a conversation: have a good day. Have a good day. I can't will you to have a good day. I can only suggest that you have a good day. That's up to you. And then are attacked every day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. I kind of link those two things today. So I say to you, JT, have a good day if you want to.
Well, rest assured, Jack, I'd like to have several good days, and I'd like to stack them consecutively. And I have found that the good days that I have had, I typically have attacked them with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. So the message and the refrain that you are suggesting very much, I think, it resonates with me. I'm sure it resonates with our crowd. And I think that it's probably a metaphor for a lot of things, right? Have a good day if you want to. You know, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Yeah, there are so many of them, and I think that message is important for everybody, right? For student athletes, for the coaches, you know, and I'm sure that you've experienced that, you know, having to kind of bolster the morale and the attitude. But at some point, you can only do so much yourself, right?
Exactly, and it rests on our shoulders. And you don't make excuses, you don't point fingers, you don't look anywhere but within yourself, and you'd be surprised the greatness that you find within yourself.
No doubt about it. Well, that's part of the virtue and the greatness of Jack Talk, is that we get a chance to hopefully cause people to reflect on their own lives and give them a little bit of inspiration, and not just in the title with the Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast title, but also the wisdom that is found in Jack Talk. And I know that I enjoy this segment each and every week. I know that everybody looks forward to it. And a lot of things change. The interviewees change. Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it's by phone or in person, and we've got the intro, and sometimes coach is gone or you're gone. But the one thing, the constant, within this show is that we have Jack Talk.
Ah!
How do you like that? Right? And then occasionally, if we're lucky, we get Jackie Talk.
We got to get Jackie back now. We've had some calls and letters that the fans are missing, you know, Jackie. So we got to get her back on.
And I don't know what the exact ratio is. I don't know that there is one necessarily, you know, 30 Jack Talks to one Jackie Talk. But I think that if it gets too out of whack, if the imbalance gets to be too great, Jack Talk may cease to exist. So just for personal preservation and for the best interest of the show, I think probably Jackie Talk might need to be coming around in the not too distant future.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Well, I know that I guess just one thing, we're going to be getting to France here in the near future. And Jackie is a woman who enjoys to travel, who has been to Austria and sent her a picture from Austria when I was there last year. Has she shared her sentiments on looking forward to go to travel internationally again?
Jackie's very much a reader and a historian and very much looking forward to it. And the added treat for us is the share it with family, you know, if we get invited. We haven't had an official invite yet, but hopefully that's forthcoming.
I know somebody, he might be able to help with it. Yeah, I'll look into it, but anyhow.
But last year with Rome, we were there with the family and had a chance to see little John, you know, baptized in the Vatican, at the Vatican, and Addie to receive her first Holy Communion in the Vatican, and now to be able to hopefully, you know, share that experience with our grandchildren in France and in Normandy is one of those things that if someone would have suggested this when we were in Crestline, Ohio growing up, it would have been so much an impossible dream. It would be unimaginable, but now we're living it and loving every minute of it.
Sounds like you've decided to have many good days because you've wanted to. One final thing, a personal question. Have you retained your selfie stick from the Rome trip last year so you can take it with you to France and maybe in front of the Eiffel Tower or at the Palace of Versailles? Or are you going to have to buy another one?
It's somewhere.
Okay.
I have no idea where it is.
Is there a good chance that Jackie more likely knows where it is than you
There's
do?
There's no question about that. Okay. No question about that. But that we have not – the selfie stick has not been something that we've seemed to use often or seemed to have a need for it. But as you mentioned, this trip may bring it back.
Look forward to that and hopefully look forward to you and Jackie being on the trip with us. It's something I'm looking forward to.
As they say.
Yes.
God willing and the creek don't rise.
It has not risen as of late. I feel like the creek is flowing just as it should be and all is right with the world. The Harbaughs are doing well. The Creens are doing well. It is a good time to be a Harbaugh or in the Harbaugh family to be a Crean. And I'm fortunate enough as a Rogan to be intimately associated with the Harbaughs. So many thanks there. So another great episode. Appreciate you, Coach. Appreciate Jack Talk. And as always, appreciate the sponsor of the show, Podcast One, True Car, Hymns as well. Go to 4hymns.com/attack to see all the great products they have there. And don't forget to tweet your questions or interviewee suggestions. We're working on getting the best. Plenty of great guys out there still trying to track down Mike Ditka, among many others. Some of the great coaches out there, the great players and the great personalities, great Michigan supporters. So keep attacking each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Thank you for listening to Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast, here on Podcast One. Don't forget to subscribe at podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
Great time to be a Wolverine.